With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana's lone U.S. congressman has joined other conservative lawmakers in signing a pledge to not request earmark spending projects. This follows Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives ending a decade-long ban on congressionally directed spending. Edward O'Brien reports.
Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale says history shows earmarks lead to a culture of corruption. Rosendale signed the pledge March 17th with other members of the conservative Congressional Freedom Caucus. Concern over this position from Billings mayor was reported this week by the Billings Gazette. The Gazette reported Mayor Bill Cole was worried that Montana would not have a voice at the table to request earmark spending for local projects. Rosendale's position also worries other city heads.
I think that's unfortunate.
Missoula Mayor John Engen, who's held the office since 2006, remembers the days before Republicans imposed a ban on earmarks in 2011. Engen says he hopes Rosendale reconsiders his opposition because earmarks help low-population states like Montana win resources that otherwise may have been lost in the shuffle.
Those pledges tend to be kind of sexy, and they're kind of gimmicky, and they're kind of easy. But governing is complicated, and I'd hate to think that the entire state of Montana is leaving resources on the table that most other states are taking advantage of.
Bozeman Mayor Cindy Andrus agrees. Andrus, who sat on the city's governing body since 2010, says $4 million earmarked by former U.S. Senator Max Baucus about 15 years ago funded a local 435-space parking garage.
That parking garage has generated over $100 million in investment in our downtown core.
Congressman Rosendale was not available for an interview Thursday, but in an email to MTPR, spokesman Harry Fohn said, quote, Montana would still receive funding through formulae and competitive grants, and Rosendale will still advocate for Montana priorities through the regular appropriations process, as well as in standalone legislation, end quote. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.